The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Let me tell you what, who deserves a shot in the United States
heavyweight. Look here,
I'm the champion. I ought to know. You know, I've been sizing up guys since I came to the WCW. And I think the one guy that stands out the most, the guy that I think has earned a title shot, El Dandy, I think you're a heck of a wrestler. You're a great technician in the ring, and you're a jam-up guy. Whoa. I don't see any reason.
Wait a minute. El Dandy has been wrestling in the cruiserweight division here. Please.
He's a great wrestler.
He's a great wrestler, but my goodness sakes, he's 50 pounds.
Who are you to doubt El Dandy? This guy's a serious professional.
Well, let's talk about some serious
competitors. About hypnosis. Let's get told.
Psychosis.
Whatever. He's a great wrestler, you know.
Hello, and welcome to The Rawcast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mo to the underscore Reese. What's going on, Mo?
Hey, what's going on? It's WrestleMania week, and it's nothing but WWE just got the thing on a lot. Clink, clink. Like right now, the Hall of Fame probably is either still on or get ready to go off. And we had the go-home show for Raw. We got the Hall of Fame tonight. We got NXT, two nights of NXT TakeOver. We got SmackDown, WrestleMania on SmackDown on Friday. And then Saturday and Sunday, we have WrestleMania proper. So this is going to be a crazy week. And then we have the competition trying to step their game up.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, AEW is going to have their regular Wednesday show, and then they're going to have a house show, like a non-televised house show on Thursday.
Yeah, house show. They definitely trying to say, let's pull some eyes away from WrestleMania.
Yeah, but it's not going to be on anything, so I don't know what they're really.
No, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
But
I said house show. I said very crafty move. I said y'all keep saying, don't worry about competition, but yeah, look at y'all doing.
So true. Just let me run down that this is The Rawcast. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. You can also find us on the web. All you have to, on the podcast apps, iTunes, SoundCloud, Radio. All you got to do is search for The Wrestlecast - The CSPN, and you'll get The Rawcast in your queue each and every week. To go along with all those events that Mo just ran down, we do have hashtags to go with those as well. So tomorrow night, which will be Wednesday if you're listening to this, or as you listen to this on Wednesday, use the hashtag #CastTakeover to share your commentary with color on NXT for both nights 1 and 2. Use the hashtag #DynamiteCast if you're watching AEW to share your pro wrestling commentary with color on AEW on Wednesday. On Thursday, like I said, second night of NXT TakeOver, so Cast TakeOver will be the hashtag again. Friday for SmackDown. SmackDown matters like it is each and every Friday. And then on Saturday and Sunday for WrestleMania, our hashtag will be ManiaCast. So please join us in our live tweet. Share commentary with color all week long with us as we will be watching and tweeting all of these events all weekend long.
See? Man, it's going to be a week.
Yes.
Then we got Raw next week, Smack, and then NXT on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be busy. Busy.
Normally, this is the go-home show to a pay-per-view event. We would play Who You Got and preview the upcoming event, but we've already done that. We had a WrestleMania 37 roundtable. Mo to the underscore Reese, Shaolin Shogun, MA Sean, and myself. We sat down, we talked about each and every matchup, the build for each and every match, what we thought about the build, and ultimately who we thought would win. So please check out our WrestleMania 37 roundtable. You can find it out there on the CSPN.us, or like I said, just subscribe to the WrestleCast dash the CSPN. And yes, let us get you prepared for this weekend's WrestleMania. All right.
Yes.
As we start every show with, it's time for the Mo Meltzer news segment. So Mo, take it away.
All right. So looks like AEW is definitely trying to infringe on the NXT, the last night of NXT being on Wednesday. So they have booked Mike Tyson to be on the show.
Oh, you know what? I got, I've signed up to try to, you know, be, you know, on their PR. And I saw that. I just didn't open it. I got that email. I didn't open it. So that's what that was. I got you.
Yep.
So is he going to pay off the thing with Chris Jericho now, finally?
It may do that. So we'll see how that turns out. I mean, I probably won't watch it until I don't know.
Afternoon sometime.
You know, because TakeOver definitely don't play around.
Yeah, man. Usually, you know, I would be the AEW guy and be like, you know, we're gonna watch AEW first. But nah, that night one TakeOver.
This is a TakeOver, and TakeOvers are definitely ones that they don't play around.
No, they don't. They don't. They deliver each and every time.
Right. So, So Mike Tyson will be on there, so it'll be interesting to see the eyes. So it looks like this episode of Raw tied the lowest audience of 2021 against the championship game.
Right.
And rightfully so.
I mean, all they had to do was watch about roughly half of the first half, and they could have turned back to Raw. That game was over.
Right, but it's a championship game, and Vince isn't going to compete with that. Vince not going to compete with that. Especially with one of those tapes.
Yeah, I was about to say, especially not with a tape show.
Right. So Vince was like, yeah, I'm fine with it.
He probably was like, you know what? It worked out for the best that this did happen on the show that we taped. So, you know what I'm saying? They didn't have to worry about like promoting and having this really big show all drawn up and then nobody watching it.
Yeah, they just had, you know, had everybody on there, and it was like, you know, they knew what the setup was going to be, so we knew what that was about. So So I mean, watched it, but it is what it is. So Seth Rollins, he was on the Complex Sports podcast, and basically he was talking about things about, you know, sports, like he's a huge Bass fan, like J to the Max. He's talking about his Cesaro match as well. So he talks about his WWE Mount Rushmore, and he said Cena, Stone Cold, Bruno, and then he mentions Hogan as well. But then he talks about he said the quote that says, "Look, Hulk's always been really nice to me, but that doesn't make him a great human being." So, you know, I guess, you know, after everything, I don't know what he meant by that, but I guess he was talking about Shawn Michaels being his favorite wrestler of all time. And then, you know, things about he meant to the business and everything. But I don't know. It was kind of interesting. They left with, like, they left with that quote, but it's not really talking about, like, all the stuff that Hogan was doing and saying things like that. It was basically talking about his Mount Rushmore, so.
Right.
I guess.
That's very interesting that he would put that qualifier on Hogan like that. That was very thoughtful as well.
Yeah. But
very thoughtful.
Yeah. So we it's just like I said, it's an interesting week. We are definitely in for we're definitely gonna be in for a week, just a week full of just wrestling and everything.
Over or under, what do you think is gonna be the better show? WrestleMania or TakeOver?
Wow. If history, I mean, it's WrestleMania, but there's been times that TakeOver has washed WrestleMania, has knocked Blue Ray Mania out of the water. Sasha and Bayley and Brooke and
that was SummerSlam. That was SummerSlam weekend. Yep.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Gargano, I'll say was it Gargano?
The one.
Yeah, I know Gargano talked about it 2 years ago.
Yeah,
that he won a championship. So that was a what he did there. That definitely kind of took the shine off of the WrestleMania. But it's WrestleMania. WrestleMania is definitely one that, you know, you can try, but. Well, sometimes it may have a sucky card, like, or whatever. But WrestleMania definitely is like that spectacle. It's like that Super Bowl of wrestling, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You know, you have the independents, you know, doing their shows WrestleMania week. So a lot of people try to, you know, build off of that WrestleMania will be at. They try to build off of that. That momentum there. So,
right.
I mean, it all depends on. I mean, TakeOver has a great card.
It does.
Two nights of great cards. So,
the ladder match, Santos Escobar, Jordan Devlin, that's going to be fire. Pete Dunne versus Kushida, that's going to be fire. Adam Cole versus Kyle O'Reilly, that's going to be super
That's going to be fire.
It's a lights out match.
Yeah.
Unsanctioned. I think that gauntlet match, the six man gauntlet match, that's actually gonna be fire because Swerve and Leon Ruff, they get to start it, so you know they're gonna tear it up to begin with. They're gonna be the only two in the ring for about 3-4 minutes, so, and they already got beef, so that's gonna be good. Oh man, yeah, TakeOver is loaded. Raquel and Io, night one, and then Finn and Karrion Kross. Oh man, I think it's been a good run, Finn. I think it's been a good run.
Yeah, definitely is in. Is gonna be in trouble with this match. I understand, you know. You know, folks go up for him, but he's definitely, you know, Karrion Kross and get his due run with the title. I mean, he was injured, so.
Mm-hmm. It would definitely be a swerve to me if Finn Balor was to retain this title. I'm definitely expecting Karrion Kross to become the new champion. I'll be cool with that as long as it means more Scarlett on my television on a weekly basis.
Of course you want Scarlet on your television.
Yes. I want Scarlet on my TV each and every week. Preferably in front of Karrion Kross. Let him be the background. But
they'd be like, hey, it's Scarlet and
the NXT champ.
Yeah. They'd be like, hey, how did you, where did you come from, sir?
Right.
And he'll be like, I've been here. He'll be like, you have? Oh, we didn't see you. We were just looking at Scarlett and, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Just notice that you happen to be there. Anything else you got on the Mo Meltzer?
Nothing really. Let's just get through the show.
All right, this is our go home episode of Monday Night Raw. We've been, holding out hope that they would eventually get their ish together and give us at least one good show leading into WrestleMania. The answer to that would be no. They did not pull the nose up and help out the Raw brand building to WrestleMania, but we're going to talk about it anyway. We start with Drew McIntyre in the ring. He says he's willing to sacrifice a lot. He says he left home at 22 to come to the WWE and become the champion. He says, trust him. Times got hard. They were not easy. He wished he had the luxury to go home. He remembers that his mother, sick from chemo, on Skype telling him that this is his dream, and if he comes home, she will kick his ass herself. He says he kept pushing. He kept sacrificing, and then he asked, how can you beat a man that will sacrifice everything? He says tonight he's going to run through Corbin and then put his foot between Lashley's eyes and in the almighty era. Well, Bobby Lashley comes out and says it's now his time. Everyone in the back is afraid of Drew, but he saw something different last week in Drew's eyes, fear. On top of that, when he locked in the Hurt Lock, he felt Drew shake and quiver and then go out. At WrestleMania, that will happen, and there's nothing Drew can do about it. Drew calls Lashley tough. He says he wasn't afraid. He was just passing out. He says the Hurt Lock is no joke. Drew says that they are at a 7 or 8. They should just fight right now. MVP stops things. He says this is not how this works. He says WrestleMania on Saturday. That's when this will happen. We know where Drew will be, in the center of the ring with Lashley, where he will lose his dignity, consciousness, and the match. Drew says, never mind, maybe he'll be an Uber driver, or maybe he can go into Mania, run Lashley down, and take back his title. Baron Corbin comes out to say a few things about the upcoming matchup between himself and Drew before we head to break. Anything stand out to you in the opening promo, sir?
So, just your typical, as Sam would say, boring 20-minute promo. we already know what the match is going to be. I just want it to be over already. So,
backstage, Matt Riddle, Kofi, and Xavier Woods talk about getting high on WrestleMania weekend. So, are you happy this week I included the Matt Riddle shenanigans in the
yeah, about time. I mean, New Day, of course you want. Of course you going. You're not going this New Day and leave them out.
Nah, you're right. You're right. They only the logo of the show and shit. Xavier Woods defeated AJ Styles in our opening matchup outside the ring. Kofi grabs one of the mics. He yells at tall Bruce Leroy, and then he throws the mic at him. Kofi gets in the ring. Tall Bruce Leroy hops on the apron. AJ releases the calf crusher to see what's going on. Omos gets down from the apron just as Xavier Woods rolls up AJ Styles for the 1-2-3.
There it is.
What the hell was him? What was that? Him throwing the mic out.
I guess he was trying to, agitate him. Come on, big boy. Let me see what you got. And that's what he did. He agitated him. And then next thing you know, AJ got caught with the distraction.
Yeah. Take a sip out there. If y'all are listening, got your drinks nearby, take a sip. Like we said, the draw to this whole thing is seeing Tall Bruce Leroy in an actual match. They've done as much as they could, without him getting too involved. AJ's done a lot of heavy lifting, and Saturday we'll get to see what it's all about when it comes to Tall Bruce Leroy. Bad Bunny shows up in the Bugatti. Got the cocaine white Bugatti. him and Damian Priest, you know, looking like a music video, rolling up. After a video package, Braun cuts a promo in the cage about being bullied again. He brings up the report card from last week, but he says, here's the thing. Shane doesn't know what he's gotten himself into. Shane can run his mouth all he wants, but when the cage door closes, the running ends. Braun says the last thing Shane will hear is, here comes the body bag, because at Mania, Shane is going to get these hands. Well, Shane's music hits. He comes out doing the Ali shuffle. Shane says when he gave Braun the opportunity to pick the match, it was a test of his intellect. A steel cage match at Mania is not that stupid. On paper, this match favors Braun, and it would if Shane was any other man. But he is a McMahon, and he will outwit and defeat Braun at WrestleMania. Anything to add there? No?
We just want this to be over.
I see a prevailing theme of the night. Braun Strowman defeated Elias. It kind of broke into like a handicap match for a second, and then Jackson Ryker got dispatched, and then it became the one-on-one match. Elias gets sent into the corner. We get a big splash from Braun, followed up with a huge elbow in the corner. We get the power slam to Elias, and he makes the pin 1-2-3 to get the win. So Braun Strowman going into WrestleMania with momentum. Beating up Shane's little lackeys, Ryker last week and Elias this week. We see that Miz and Morrison, they out there by the Bugatti. Miz notices a scratch on the paint and says they have matching paint. They then dip into their paint buckets and they write "Hey Hey Ho Ho" on the hood in red paint. They then continue to paint the car with this red paint.
Now I'm wondering, now I think I'm wondering if that was really his Bugatti, because if he allowed that to get messed up, he's really all in.
I'm pretty sure it was his Bugatti, and I'm pretty sure it was that watercolor paint like you used as a kid, that you just add water and it went away.
Mm-hmm.
They just ran that thing through the car wash and it came out just like new. Back from the break, and Bad Bunny is a mad bunny. Miz and Morrison attack him from behind. They send Bad Bunny into a much cheaper Nissan that was parked next to the Bugatti. Miz says that he doesn't respect Bad Bunny or the car, and he starts punching Bad Bunny over and over. In come Adam Pearce and the other officials to chase away Miz and Morrison. Damian Priest comes out to check on his friend as well. Bad Bunny out here taking car bumps, windshield bumps.
I know. So this
man is dedicated.
So according to Triple H, he's been at the PC every day for the past couple of months that he's been wanting to be even involved. So, and a lot of people, the wrestlers in the locker room are impressed by it, that he's taking it seriously. So, you know, kudos to him for, you know, actually just taking it serious and not just looking at to get a check. He's like, you know, he's basically what we said in the promo coming up, but he basically, you know, he's basically, you know, taking it so serious.
Rhea Ripley, she cuts a promo about teaming with Asuka, and if she wants payback, she says Asuka will have to wait until WrestleMania. So that brings us to our match where Nia and Shayna defeated Rhea and Asuka. Asuka goes to the top rope, but Rhea hops on the apron and boots Asuka off the top rope to the outside. Rhea then grabs Asuka on the outside and slams her face first into the mat surrounding the ring. Then she sends her into the ring where Asuka gets a hard knee from Shayna Baszler. Then Shayna makes the pin 1-2-3. So the women's tag team champions get the win over The other half of the title matchup at WrestleMania this year. So they already got wins over Sasha and Bianca, who are going to be facing off for the SmackDown title. Now they got a win over Rhea and Asuka, who will be facing each other for the Raw title. Can you say, we don't know what to do with either of these groups of people, so we're just going to let them wrestle the tag team champions? Yeah, that'll do it.
So, it was something else I forgot in the moment else that said me. So, Nikki Cross has spoken out on Twitter, and she was saying that she wants to wrestle. She wants to wrestle and everything. She says she got her bachelor's degree, and she's getting her she's like halfway to get her master's degree, but she wants to wrestle. And this is a problem. They're not using the talent that they have, and it's so unfortunate.
It is it's very glaring on the women's side.
Mm-hmm.
You notice it a lot more on the women's side of the people who they just aren't using at the time. And yes, Nikki Cross, definitely talented. Definitely got lost in the shuffle when Alexa, officially bought all the way into this Fiend thing. And, that was kind of her, person linchpin to, regular television was, being around Alexa Bliss. But, since she's gone full time with the Fiend, they've cut that part out, their interaction out. And she's just been, I guess, just showing up and, eating all that cheese and catering.
Right. Right. We got this good food and catering, and can't go to waste. So,
backstage, Shelton and Cedric, they run up on MVP. Cedric grabs him by the lapels and tells him that his greed is going to cost him. He said last week MVP called them an embarrassment and incompetent. He told MVP that he is a parasite, and without them, MVP is nothing but a washed up has been. Cedric says he may not beat Lashley tonight, but he will give him a scar to remember him by, and he can't wait for Drew to kick Bobby's teeth in and expose MVP for the fraud he is. So Cedric walks away, and then, Shelton comes in, and he straightens MVP all up, gets his, suit back in their proper fit. He tells MVP that he better stay his crippled ass out the way. I thought he was going to snatch his chain when he.
I was hoping for that, because he did that. I'd have popped for that. Like, oh, he'd be like, my grandmama gave me. Well, he was like, y'all gave me that chain. I was hoping he would have snatched the chain and be like, but
when he grabbed the piece, the medallion, I was like, he finna snatch his chain. And it's like, nah, he just, tucked it back in place. It's like, oh. It's like, I thought Shelton was about to get super gangster.
Mm-hmm.
Who was that? Richard Sherman did the Michael Crabtree snatch his chain?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't. No, that was a key to leave.
Yeah.
Richard Sherman is actually too nice to do something like that. Yeah, but it keeps it not once but twice. That's that man's pain. Twice. We would have had to been fighting. Cause Michael Crabtree ain't out here wearing no $500 herringbone.
Nope.
Sarah, the reporter, was, I guess, posted up in the corner watching this all go down. She runs up on MVP to ask him if he is concerned. MVP says he's disappointed in the arrogance of Shelton and Cedric. It's because of MVP that they became tag team champions, that they dress up nicely and are even relevant again. Then out of nowhere, here comes Bobby Lashley wondering, what just happened? Lashley says he's going to break Cedric in half. That was funny how she just popped up out of the blue light. So,
right, she's like, "Oh, like, yo, you just got." I was like, "Yo, it's just funny." The white girl just pop up and like, "Hey," so we just saw what happened.
It's like, why you ain't send nobody to help me? See, I got this cane over here,
and here comes Lashley at on the tail end.
Nia and Shayna are asked if they are sure that they're going to be able to defend their titles this Sunday. Nia says that they are ready, but in comes Lana and Naomi. Shayna laughs them off, then in comes Dana and Mandy asking what about them. Nia laughs them off as well, but Tamina and Natty come in, followed by Ruby and Liv. And then here comes Billie Kay with the headshot.
Yes. Yes.
Nia,
she popped up today.
Nia informs them all that there is a tag team turmoil match on Saturday and that they will face the winner on Sunday for the NXT women's, or excuse me, the WWE women's tag team titles.
Mm.
Do you think that Billie Kay is going to team with Carmella?
So, apparently, someone, I don't know if this was a goof on WWE's part or not, but they showed the graphic that showed Carmella and Billie Kay added to the match. So I don't know.
I guess
she said Carmella's reviewing the resume, and I'm like, I was like, yeah. But that was great seeing Billie Kay on TV. I know you wanted to see Peyton, but
I always want to see Peyton. You know that.
Sean Spears can see her all the time, so.
Yeah, but imagine this. Peyton is odd woman out because she ain't got no tag team partner. Such a dumb decision. And then the new tag team partner you gave her went out and got pregnant.
Right. So then somebody was saying that maybe Bayley finds a way for her to get back on the card by getting involved in something in the team, because Carmella mentions wanting to team up with either, you know, teaming up with Bayley or something like that. And so they said it might be a way for her to get Bayley in the car, because no WrestleMania without Bayley. What? Are you serious?
It's looking that way, man. It is highly looking that way. Bobby Lashley, he got the win over Cedric Alexander. He does a gut wrench onto his shoulders, and then he slams Cedric to the mat. Lashley then Cedric into the ropes for a spine buster. Then he applies the hurt lock, and the match is over. Shelton enters the ring and attacks Lashley. Lashley hits him with the flatliner, follows that up with the hurt lock to Shelton. And so he's left Cedric and Shelton laying in the middle of the ring as he goes to the back. I love how they double teamed him in the beginning, trying to get the advantage. And then, Cedric was trying, but that weight advantage, that power advantage was just too much for him.
He, once that lock got locked in, that's all she wrote.
Damian Priest comes out with Bad Bunny. Damian Priest says that Miz is so concerned with Bad Bunny that he couldn't hold the WWE title for more than 1 week. He says they haven't seen anything yet. It's easy to beat down a man 2-on-1. So how about we even up the odds and make this a tag team match? The Miz and Morrison versus Damian Priest and Bad Bunny.
So here's a tag team title match. I mean, a tag team match that was originally planned for.
Mm-hmm. Bad Bunny gets on the mic and he starts, talking about growing up watching WWE as a kid, enjoying it, respecting it, Respecting everybody who has, wrestled and performed, and just how much joy it brought him, watching it with his dad, his family. He says that he knows The Miz's accolades. He's a legend. He respects that, and he respects The Miz, but The Miz doesn't respect him. He says he's crossed the line. He doesn't know why, and he doesn't care. He says this Saturday at WrestleMania, he will show Miz how to respect him. He will shut Miz's mouth and whip his ass. Miz and Morrison, they show up on the Titantron. They say Bad Bunny doesn't belong here. This Saturday, they will embarrass and hurt him. They will send him crawling back home, and they accept the challenge. And then they hop in a limo and leave. What'd you think about the Bad Bunny?
If that was me in that position, I probably would have went back and watched some old promos and came with a little bit more intensity. I mean, I think he did an okay job, but I would have came with some more intensity. I probably would have watched something to give me some inspiration on how to, to do it. But I've seen people, at the time just said that they liked it or whatever. He was like, oh, Bad Bunny's cutting a promo. So it was like, he's like I said, he's dedicating his all to it right now. So, give him his props.
I mean, he's no Pat McAfee on the mic, but, it was definitely passable.
Right. Definitely no Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee was definitely talking his shit. Pissing anybody off.
Mustafa Ali is walking down the halls of the arena. Sheamus comes up to Ali to talk about Matt Riddle. Ali says tonight he owns Riddle. Or he owes Riddle, excuse me. Sheamus tells Ali to take it easy. He says they don't have that much in common, but one thing. They dislike Riddle. Sheamus calls him a burnout. Sheamus says he will be there out there rooting for Ali as he will be on commentary. And then that's when Riddle, on his scooter, goes right in between the both of them on his way to the ring.
Right. He that's another thing that he does. He goes, he runs and does his, he's like zooming past him or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Matt Riddle. Matt Riddle defeated Mustafa Ali.
We saw last week. We saw Riddle push you to the limit, Sheamus. Are you at all concerned at what you're going to have to deal with at WrestleMania when it comes to Riddle?
Well, what concern do I? Have I ever been concerned over the last couple of weeks, the last couple of months, or the last year?
Certainly concerning for Mustafa Ali. Now Riddle out to the apron. Oh, right to the shoulder.
Look at this.
I think your presence has actually motivated Riddle.
Come on, ref.
Oi!
What?
What are you doing? Take the hat off you, filthy animal. Get the hat off you.
Oh, no. Whoa. Ali attacking the champion from behind. Can Riddle get back in it? Riddle, able to bring Ali down. Ooh, and Sheamus, this is what makes Riddle so difficult. Oh, to stop in the ring. And now Riddle on the move. Oh, forearm into the face of Ali.
Not done yet.
And the coming crunches.
Oh, the exploder.
Oh, Riddle. Riddle is rolling right now.
Al went for the kick. Standing moonsault, no. Oh, you
got all of that, Tom.
Come on, Ali. Will you soften him up, will you?
Cover by Riddle. Oh, Ali, oh, no! Ali.
Beautifully countered by Ali right into the Koji clutch.
Calls this lights out. Could this be it for Riddle before WrestleMania this Sunday?
Come on, Ali.
Riddle trying to maneuver himself. What, my goodness, look at this.
From the base.
Oh, great power by Riddle. Cover. Riddle can't put him away.
Oh, right into the upper. Back into the triangle.
Riddle trying to put away Ali, center of the ring with his submission, but Ali gets his foot on the bottom rope. That'll break it up.
I mean, Sheamus, if nothing else, you have to be impressed with what you're seeing from Riddle.
What do you want me to say? wrong.
Rest. It's great in the ring. Don't get me wrong. Truth is, though, I'm better.
Barna kick right to the chest. Ali able to answer in the corner. Off the middle ropes. Oh, went for the DDT. Oh,
Riddle caught him.
Oh.
Come on.
Staring down Sheamus. Oh, Derek. Cover. Riddle staring down his WrestleMania opponent.
Here's your winner, the United States champion,
Riddle.
Oh, clear the road, boys.
This was good. They had a good match.
They did.
It's the type of thing where you're like, oh, I didn't know I actually needed this, but now that you've given it to me, how about we run it back a little bit longer the next time, though?
Mm-hmm.
So... that's always, you know, every once in a while they'll throw you one of those gems like that, and you'll be like, oh, where'd this come from? Main event time, Drew McIntyre, he defeated Baron Corbin. MVP says Corbin needs some clarity, and he leaves the commentary table. He shouts for Corbin to take out Drew, then hands Corbin his pimp cane. Corbin goes for the cane shot, but he misses. Claymore by Drew connects, and he pins Corbin for the 1-2-3.
Well,
and that was your go home edition of Monday Night Raw.
It was.
It was something. Wasn't the stirring show that gets you hyped like they've had in the past, but it is what it is. The build for this year just hasn't been that strong all the way around, especially on Raw. So I guess, you know, we'll go into Raw on a whimper when it comes to WrestleMania.
Right. I just hope that, you know, it turns out to be something different because we deserve better.
Yeah, hopefully this is going to be one of those things where it turns out to be much better at the event than it was for the actual build and everything. I've got my fingers crossed that that's what's going to happen. But, only time will tell. But hopefully for the Raw after WrestleMania, business will pick up, and that'll be an exciting episode, because, man, it's been rough the last few months watching Monday Night Raw.
It has been, and we're trying to make it work for us, but I'm sorry. I apologize, listeners. Listeners, we try to give you a great show, but if they just are just throwing things to the wall and watching it stick, and it's just like, what can we do?
right. It's not a lot of good things that are happening right now on Monday Night Raw, but I think that maybe with the new direction coming up after WrestleMania, that things hopefully. Fingers crossed.
We know. Always happens is that they WrestleMania after WrestleMania is always a reset.
Right.
So
right.
We might have something new on the horizon. You never know. Might be some new call ups. Might be some fresh faces coming up after WrestleMania, so you never know.
Right, right. Yeah. I wonder who they're going to call up. That's going to be interesting.
It'll be real interesting to see who's going to be next to get called up.
Yeah. That's always what I'm looking at is like, you know, who is going to be on the call-up list and who can and whose life is going to ultimately, you know, come crashing down like a ton of bricks roster.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Look at where we had last year in terms to WrestleMania.
Right.
It just was. WrestleMania last year was just, it was something different.
Yeah, it was like, are we even gonna have, are we even gonna have a WrestleMania? Or, you know, what is it gonna look like with no fans? How are they even gonna pull it off? And then, you know, about, 2 weeks before, Roman's like, I'm out. I'm taking it to the house.
Right. The Roman said he was out. That was it.
He said, nope.
Yeah. And Roman was gone for a minute.
Yeah, man. So, you know, it's definitely going to be different now to actually see them performing in front of a crowd and hearing people react in real time and not the pumped in sound, and to see the actual bodies and not just video screens and
reactions.
Right.
Actual reactions.
And it's also going to be interesting to see what this new quote unquote Thunderdome in Tampa looks like, if they're going to have it like maybe
the University of South Florida, I believe.
Yeah.
At the Yankee Center.
If they're going to have it like some fans or in some screens, or is it going to go back to just being all screens? I'll say this. Since we're basically, you know, a year into this, I think that in a lot of ways, especially SmackDown, a lot of people on SmackDown have benefited from there not being any crowds, especially when it comes to promos, especially the people who aren't as strong on the mic when the crowd, you know, starts interacting with them and gets them off of their points or the promos. You know, some people know how to, you know, jeer the crowd and then get back on point, and some people, you know, the crowd gets to them and they get thrown off and it messes with their promos. It's allowed that and promos to be a lot better. It's allowed them to take a lot of chances with, you know, some things they normally probably wouldn't be able to do production wise. So I don't think it's been a negative that they haven't had the live crowd. I think it's actually added a lot of positives to a lot of the presentation. And it'll be interesting to see how they kind of blend what they've learned during this Thunderdome era over the past year to the live environment again, once they do start going to these, you know, places that they can have, 50-75% capacity for crowds.
Right. We will definitely see.
Just some other miscellaneous wrestling news. There was a title change over in New Japan, so please listen to the latest episode of Cast a Strong Style as myself, Terry's Boy, and Anwar Starwin break down everything that happened on the Sakura Genesis card that happened actually on Easter Sunday. That was the kickoff to WrestleMania week, was New Japan, and they had a major title change. So please check out that podcast. Like I said, check out the WrestleMania preview with myself, Mo, and Sean. Get ready for all of the matches over the weekend by listening to that podcast as well. So Mo to the underscore, I'm going to turn it over to you, sir, for your shout outs and thank yous.
So tomorrow I got some breaking news. For the NXT TakeOver. So on the pre-show, it will be Zoe Stark versus Toni Storm.
Oh, we was just asking what happened to Toni Storm. Okay, she's still here.
So I'm guessing they was Zoe Stark being just in the mix, and she's having all these matches, taking a lot of L's and everything. They're definitely looking to do something big with her. Mm-hmm. She's definitely gonna be a major player. I'll say in 2021.
Oh yeah.
Cause she done been some quality matches.
Mm-hmm.
In her little stint here in NXT. So, yeah. So Toni and Zoe tomorrow night on the pre-show.
All right, looking forward to that. That should be a lot of fun. Should be a lot of fun.
I guess that's only on Peacock, because 7 o'clock on USA Network, they're showing something else. One of the syndicated shows is on at 7 o'clock. So they showed it on, so it was Peacock in the US and WWE Network everywhere else. So, you know, our friends in Canada, Mexico, and all other points outside the US, you lucky bastards.
Yeah, ain't shit changed.
Because you log on to the WWE Network here, and it says WWE Network has moved over to Peacock. And it's like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, man, it was a heartbreaking moment the other day when I had to finally break down and register and sign up for Peacock.
Yeah, man.
But I'm there.
Also, Money in the Bank is going to be on May 16th, so that's a month or so after WrestleMania, so there won't be no, you know, 2 weeks later, there's a new pre-review. So Money in the Bank is going to be the next one on May 16th, and then Backlash, it will be June 20th.
Okay. So no King of the Ring, huh?
Huh?
No King of the Ring, huh?
Unless they do it as a something on Raw and SmackDown going forward. That would probably be about it, but it won't be no pay-per-view for it.
Right. Well, Xavier Woods can only hope and dream.
Only hope and dream.
You got anything else?
Oh no, I was just scrolling through, and that just popped up on my thing. I said, well, let the listeners know about that, so they still want to say no to pre-shows, but I watched that one.
Yeah.
I'm definitely gonna watch that one, because Zoe definitely has caught my eye, and I'm definitely, you know, liking what I see with her. So she's definitely gonna be, as Cameron Grimes say, to the moon. Here's another thing. He what they did with one thing, I know people doing those shouts every day, but what they did with Cameron Grimes, he got injured and how he maintained and just came back with this brand new gimmick. This is what I'm talking about. Give somebody a gimmick and let it work for them. And he definitely has done wonders with he's done wonders.
Oh yeah, man. Cameron Grimes.
He bought the UE. The UE. We said the UE. What did you say yesterday on the NXT cast? The UE, the copyright or something like that.
He's trying to market the Undisputed Era, since it was all broke up and stuff, and he was like, we can capitalize on this.
He was fucking with Roddy Emotions, and Roddy fell for it and lost the match.
Yeah, man. Roderick is it's been a tough go for Roderick Strong here lately, man.
He's like he's a man without an island, or how that saying goes. I said, look, Bobby Fish is at home injured and like, fuck.
Yeah, right. He can't do nothing. Can't do nothing.
All you see is just your team implode, and all you can do is just sit on the sideline and just be like, damn.
Yeah. It's gonna be very interesting to see Kyle and Adam Cole try to kill each other in this damn match.
Oh man, they gonna try to beat the holy hell out of each other.
Yeah, man, you know they are, and it's gonna be for the entertainment of all of us. And I'm gonna just go ahead and thank them ahead of time for it, and hopefully nobody gets injured.
I'm sure we'll be saying fight forever at the CWC.
Yeah, and they're gonna be in front of that crowd too. They're gonna actually have a little bit of raucousness, right. Real raucousness too. So, yeah, it should be fun.
I'm telling you, it's definitely a different feel because I was watching Nakamura and Sami Zayn from Dallas, and right. the crowd. The crowd is just everything. That's why I love the NXT shows, because the crowd is just everything. You know, they're doing a fight forever chance. They just have the crowd going for Sammy, other half going for Shinsuke. Mm-hmm.
Man. Yeah, that was a hot night that night. Like, one of my buddies who he's in and out of wrestling, but he really wasn't into NXT, but just off of the highlights and the video package, he was like, yo, we're gonna have to wait to go out, because that was on a Saturday, we were about to go out. He's like, yo, we're gonna have to wait till this match is over. I was like, okay, right, no problem. Yeah, that was an exciting night that night. Shinsuke coming in, all that energy, Sami Zayn, and Shinsuke giving us a hell of a matchup, man. NXT has gave us a lot of good matches, man, throughout their time. It's just unfortunate that, you know what I'm saying, they've been so good, it's hard to, you know, remember them all.
Right.
Hard to remember them all. But anything else you want? Any shout-outs you got?
Oh, shout-outs. Dawn, we another show, We kind of managed to chuck it out, truck through it, and we get another show out. So shout out to you, shout out to Sean for being on the WrestleMania roundtable with us. Shout out to Miss Simi, as always. Shout out to Jay to the Max. Me and Jay, you had mentioned the what Lashley said about Drew. And about how his reaction, how Drew reacted, I mean, the Hurt Lock, and she kind of had a creep cast moment, but she kind of held back, and it was kind of funny when she kind of slipped those things, and don't think nobody gonna see it. But shout out to Anwar, Terry's boy. Shout out to Cammy D. I love Cammy D's commentary. Cammy D and EC's commentary during the shows are just everything. I love that commentary. I love seeing the ladies talk that wrestling, talk that, and just talk that shit, and just be, you know, on point. More on point than some of the fellas, though. So it's like, hey, you know, I just enjoy it. I love seeing that commentary. So kudos to them. Shout out to Jupiter Julep. Shout out to Miss V. Shout out to everybody who just be with us. You know, WrestleMania week is going to be a crazy week for us. So we definitely will be in them hashtags, mobbing and cutting up, and, you know, watching wrestling. You know how it is when it comes to WWE and WrestleMania. We gotta just do it up.
That's right.
Shout out to the OG Sam, Greg, DD, Classic, Mel, because Mel always gets shout outs. So that's it.
That's right. Join us all week. We've got hashtags all over the place. Cast Takeover Wednesday, Thursday night. Dynamite Cast on Wednesday night. SmackDown Matters on Friday. Mania Cast on Saturday and Sunday. share your pro wrestling commentary with color with us by using those hashtags. Retweet with us, live tweet with us. It will be a lot of fun. You will get a lot of enjoyment, I promise. Thank you to Mo to the underscore Reese for joining me once again for another recap of Monday Night Raw. I'm sorry that you know, we haven't had better shows to review, that you've gotten the rougher end of the stick when it comes to these shows over the last month or so, but hopefully things will turn around and you can have some good things to talk about as well. Give a big shout out to Anwar Starwin and Terry's Boy. Give a big shout out to Miss Simi and Miss J to the Max. Give a big shout out to Miss Didi Jonay and Classic and Greg and Sam. Everybody here at the CSPN, the guys that do all the hard work on the Comic Book Chronicles, big shout out to them. Thank you to all the Wrestle Bays and all the members of the GLOW. Looking forward to seeing a lot of people that we haven't heard from in a while. Usually WrestleMania will bring people out that we haven't heard from in quite a while. So I'm looking forward to seeing who finds us again and checks in and checks out the podcast. It's always a lot of fun during the live tweet for WrestleMania. There's always, just like WrestleMania, lots of surprises. So it should be no different here on the CSPN. So for my co-host, Mr. Mo to the underscore Reese, I'm your host, Don DeLorenzo, and this has been The Rawcast. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Mr. Morrison crossed the line. It's just because Bad Bunny is a Grammy Award-winning, record-smashing global entertainment icon.
Six.
And they're just yesterday's news. As a matter of fact, The Miz is so concerned with Bad Bunny that he couldn't hold the WWE Championship for more than 1 week. That's all right. If those fools think that us clowning them was embarrassing, they haven't seen anything yet. It's easy to beat down a man 2-on-1. So on the grandest stage of them all, I say we even up the odds. I say we make this a tag team match. I say The Miz and Morrison versus Bad Bunny and Damian Priest at WrestleMania.
You know what, people? I just came here following my dreams, believing in my dreams, because I love this business. I love and respect every superstar. You know, I remember when I used to watch Monday Night Raw, SmackDown, every pay-per-view with my dad, with my brothers, my friends, my family. You know, I have a lot of good memories with the WWE, but now I don't know how to feel. I used to respect and love The Miz, but he doesn't respect me since the first day. With no reason. Okay, I know that I did what I did, and I'm not a professional wrestler, but I'm a man. I'm a man, and he disrespect me. I'm going to shut your mouth and whip your ass. You know where we're from? Nosotros no tenemos miedo. Nosotros te vamos a enseñar a respetar como lo hacemos en casa, y te vamos a romper la carota en WrestleMania. Es lo último que voy a decir.
Six.
Bien, bien, bien.
Let me be perfectly clear, Bad
Bunny. You don't belong here. WWE is our world, and you have overstayed your welcome. So just like earlier tonight, this Saturday at WrestleMania, we're going to embarrass you. We're going to hurt you. We're going to send you crawling back home. And because you challenged us to a tag team match, we accept. Now, if you'll excuse us, forget about your Bugatti. This is classic. No custom paint job necessary.